Okay, could I go ahead and have the board members that joined us during public comment just briefly introduce themselves and say the signal area that they're from?
It's Arena Shakir from WPFW, Washington, D.C.
William Walker, KPFA Berkeley, and I live in San Francisco.
Teresa Allen, KPFT in Houston.
Donna Warren, KPFK in Los Angeles, and I'm the secretary.
And we have one other director, Maria Armudian from K, that will be joining us tomorrow. So moving on with the agenda, we'll now move to the approval of the actual agenda.
Madam Chair.
Okay, I'll go ahead and take a sec. Body, Dave, please. Was that your hand, Patty?
Oh, I have, my hand, too.
Yeah? Patty and Wendy.
Well, I make a motion to approve the agenda. First, has that been done?
Oh, huh?
Have we moved to approve the agenda yet?
Not yet.
No.
Make the motion.
That's still your motion.
That's
right now. I would like to place on the agenda an update, a director's inspection update. Probably, I don't know, it could be done in, I guess, 15 minutes.
When would you like that? Where would you like that place?
Well, I mean, I think it should be public, but I'm sure other people might not agree. All executive session items have to be the votes and everything reported publicly afterwards anyway, so I would still like it in public session. I don't know when since Saturday at 3:30. After the Archives Committee?
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Patty?
Yeah, I would like to add an old item that has been on the past agenda items, and that's the Ken Freeland suspension issue. It's not on the agenda and should be. It is an item that we had not dispensed with yet. So that should be added either in today's public session or tomorrow's public session.
You have preferences?
I would like to look at to the board as to what they think might be the best. Could be to this evening. We could dispense with that today, or we can work on it tomorrow in the morning session before the bylaws amendment election timeline.
Do you want to put it at 11:30?
11:30 tomorrow?
Yeah. Does that have to go through a committee? Should it go through a committee first?
It was an agendized item before. We have already discussed that.
It was an agendized item. It was not addressed during one of our teleconferences. So at 11:30, Fadi?
Yes, tomorrow.
Okay.
For information, how long was the duration of the consideration? How long do you want the session to be?
I would think that 20 to 30 minutes would suffice, I presume.
Okay, we have a pretty packed agenda, so I'm going to go with a lower number on that, 20 minutes. Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Dave?
I have several items. First, we have an election of WBI representative to audit committee. We have a new member of the board, a KPFT representative, who needs to be elected to committees. So I'd like election of KPFT rep. So I think that item should just be election of members to committees so we can handle all of them, and it should be expanded to 15 minutes.
Second that.
I'd like to see... a time certain given to the elements of the budget discussion.
Point of information, did we just put that at 11:50? Is that what you did?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm asking that it be expanded. Oh, it is 20 minutes already. That should be fine, just so long as we...
It's 10 minutes.
It says 11... Oh, no, I'm reading above it, yeah. So can we add 5 minutes to that? Just to have enough time. I'd like time certain to be given to the elements of the budget discussion. I'm concerned that each thing have adequate time. I'd like to suggest 20 minutes for the CFO report, 20 minutes for the National Finance Committee report, and the rest of the time, the bulk of the time, to the budget discussion and approval. I'd like to strike the National Finance Committee from the committee report, since we will have made our report in the morning. There was 15 minutes there, so that plus the additional 5 minutes. So that'll give us more time. I'd also, the Governance Committee has a very brief report. We'll be dealing with the bylaws issue, which is essentially the only thing coming out. The Programming Committee has done vast work. I don't think, and it's a vast document, I don't think we can give it 15 minutes. So I'd like to suggest giving those two 15-minute blocks plus whatever time can be saved on the other committee agenda items to the Programming Committee, because they've got a comprehensive proposal.
I think we now only have 10 minutes, though, from the Finance Committee, if we use the 5 minutes that we added to the other agenda item.
No. Back on in the FY06 budget report, there are 3 hours allocated, and I'm just asking that that be defined as time certain, 20 minutes for the CFO, 20 minutes for the National Finance Committee report, so we have all the time available there. If we strike National Finance Committee, give the Governance Committee 5 minutes to report, that gives an additional 25 minutes to the Programming Committee, and just an agreement that we'll, committees will occupy as little time as possible, because that committee is coming with a formal document. I don't know what other committees are.
Okay, so you're suggesting 40 minutes for Programming Committee at minimum. Okay.
I'd like to see an hour.
Okay. Teresa?
Madam Chair, in regard to a special order, I had given notice that I would bring a motion to special order to rescind the following resolution: the PNB schedule a bylaws convention in the fall of 2005 after September 30th and prior to March 30th, 2006, and that notices commenced 6 months beforehand. And I'd like to put that at 11:30 after the bylaws amendment election timeline and before the discussion of Ken Freeland.
Okay.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes.
So nothing I suggested, and there was no call for a second. I didn't hear a second.
I seconded.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the Teresa's.
Right.
I'll second.
Your second, Teresa's? Okay. Thank you, Dave, for that clarification. Wendy?
The Elections Committee is coming with a rather extensive report, and there are several action items. I don't think 15 minutes is long enough for that. I would ask that we increase it to 25.
Are there other committees that would like to volunteer time for the Elections Review Committee? Yes, William?
There's 15 minutes extra in the committee parameters, and we just said that 15 of it for finance weren't needed, so there should be 5 or 10 minutes if they need it.
Okay. With 25?
Yeah. And then I have another one. I don't expect us to dispense with this during this weekend, but I would like to put on the agenda the issue of that Ted brought up of what constitutes an elected office and illegal per the bylaws. I just want to get it disposed of so we don't have to keep hearing about it at KPFT. So it's be new business. And so, I'm open to advice where that should be. It may be just referring it to a committee or asking for a legal opinion or whatever. I don't know.
Any suggestions from the board?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think that issue appropriately belongs in the Governance Committee, and that's where it should go, and let the Governance Committee look at it and come back with the recommendation of it.
Well, since right now we're just approving the agenda, we need a place to put that so we can refer it. Mm-hmm. I don't think we can just refer it right now.
Governance Committee, yeah.
The National Governance Committee report added in there?
Or we can add it to the end of this evening. The famous words of Ambrose, what's your pleasure?
Crazy.
Manager, I'm wondering if we even need to put it on the agenda if the person that makes the motion is understanding that it should start in committee.
So I'm making the motion to put it on the agenda right now and add it to governance committee report.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and add it to the end of this evening's agenda with the understanding that we will be referring this issue to committee because I don't believe that there's sufficient time to discuss.
Susie?
Yes?
We were given half an hour to discuss race and anti-racist training and national Spanish news programming. I don't think that we will need half an hour, so maybe this item could be placed tonight.
Okay.
And then refer.
That would be great. Thank you, Ray. Bob.
I just wanted to suggest on some of the new items proposed earlier that we go a little later tonight. I am willing to stay here later than 8 o'clock, and perhaps other board members might be willing to, because otherwise I don't think we're going to get to all our business if we try to cram these things into Saturday, and Sunday is impossible. So, for instance, the item about the Ken Freeland suspension and what was the other? There was a very early on someone suggested another new item. Oh, the inspector's rights. I think, why don't we try to handle those tonight?
It's not ready. Mine's not, report's not ready tonight.
Yes. I see some head shaking in the back. I don't know what that means. I'm joking.
There are some amazing listener activists who have planned a party with lots of food that everybody's invited to that expects us around 9, but I'm sure they'd be fine if we came a little later.
Okay. So would folks be amenable to moving the Ken Freeland agenda item to this evening?
That's fine. That's
for
fine.
20 minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So are we ready to approve this?
What about the other item, the inspection rights?
The report's not ready this evening?
Oh, okay. So.
Madam Chair.
Sorry, can I just conclude this? Then if that item's not ready, is it one of the other items we just added a few minutes ago, which I'm sorry I didn't write down,
Ken,
that we could do tonight? No, another one, a second one. That we could do tonight rather than cramming it in.
I have no problem. I said today, tonight, or tomorrow. You know, so yeah.
Okay, we can do it tonight. To be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was the one. The other, we could easily handle. I think the election of members to committees this evening.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Why don't we go ahead and move that one?
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. Point of information.
Yes.
How much time did we allow for an extension of additional items for this evening?
We have time certain for Ken Freeland, 20 minutes, 15 minutes for the election of members to committees, and those are the only two. Oh, and the KPFT elected, or the elected officials serving on boards, which doesn't have a time limit, so why don't we go ahead and add 5 minutes to that agenda item?
Okay.
Or set 5 minutes. So at this point, we have 35 minutes. You're welcome.
I'd like to move to approve the agenda.
Second.
I'm sorry, who moved to approve?
Sarv.
And who seconded?
Michael seconded.
As modified.
It's already approved. It was approved by Director Heffley. You moved to approve?
Yeah. I moved to approve one time ago.
Okay. Who seconded that?
Well, I guess as amended.
As amended.
Yeah.
As amended.
All right. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? All right. Seeing none, let's go ahead and move along. We did have an agenda item to update on the ED selection process. We interviewed 3 candidates this afternoon. We will be leaving this evening with a recommendation of 2 candidates that will move forward and proceed to further interviews on Sunday during our executive session. Unfortunately, the names of those individuals cannot be made public, but we will continue to keep you all informed of the process. The next agenda item is the approval of pending board minutes. Madam Secretary, do you want to...
I'm sorry, I was distracted. What did you say?
No, we're just moving on to approval of pending board minutes.
Oh, first, before we do that, I want a ruling from the chair as to the vote of... the board member from WPFW, Ambrose Lane, will he be voting as a member of the board? Or if, because he's the IED, will he not be voting as a member of this board?
We've proceeded since he was elected as IED that he is a member of the board, so I will continue to proceed in that fashion.
I'd like to appeal that.
Okay. Is there any discussion in terms of the appeal, or can we move on to a vote? Yeah.
My understanding is that as the California law permits him as chair of the board to serve as the executive director in the absence of an executive director, but that he should recuse himself from any vote where there's a conflict of interest. So, for example, any vote that would bear on his tenure as executive director, for example, he should recuse himself. But, for example, his vote on who might be the next executive director, he would be perfectly within his rights to cast a vote. Anything that does not represent a conflict of interest as described in the bylaws, he should be free to vote on.
Thank you, Dave, for that clarification.
That's my opinion.
Just a point
of opinion. Yes.
Well, it seems like, in a way, I don't know if we're in a continuing breach or not, but the bylaws say that the chair of the board can be the interim executive director, but since you have taken over being the chair, that would make you the interim executive director. So I'm still...
No, I'm interim chair. I'm serving
as
interim chair.
I'm kind of confused why the chair has to step down as a chair. He's our chair. He can be the interim executive director and the chair because that's what he is.
I think that may pose a conflict of interest, which is why he's not serving in the capacity of chair, and I'm serving as interim chair, not as the chair of the board.
Doesn't make sense. Okay.
Dave, William, Ray, and we're going to start putting time limits on comments if this goes too far.
The chair at any time can pass the chair to the vice chair. And then to the end of the agenda item, the vice chair serves as chair. And to me, this is functionally equivalent to the chair just having deferred that for the reason Julie said, essentially for the duration of his tenure. I don't think that that contradicts the what's in California law about him serving in that capacity while he's executive director.
William?
I have a clarifying question and a follow-up. So I need clarity on, are you appealing, Patty, what are you appealing?
The continuing breach that I was thinking about was the voting, which that's what I'm talking about. I asked sort of... I'm not really sure. I was kind of asking about the chair and the executive director being the same person. That was more, I don't know if it was a comment. I don't know if there's any action to take. I think I would lose, so it's pointless.
Is someone appealing?
I want to know what was the ruling of the chair.
William?
I want to know if, that was my first question. My next question is someone appealing Ambrose's participation in this Ken Freeland discussion
as a board member?
No, the issue was that Donna asked me what my ruling was as chair on the issue of whether or not Ambrose has a vote as a director. And I told her that I was going to uphold the position that I've held since he was brought in as IED, that he does have a vote and will recuse himself as he has been doing in areas that present a conflict of interest. There was a comment that I thought that I heard that there was an appeal to my decision as chair, and so I opened it up for discussion. We should be moving to a vote quickly on this.
I mean, so you're withdrawing your appeal, right?
Right.
But can I just ask a question so we don't have to bring this up tomorrow? Do we think that voting on the budget is appropriate for the interim executive director? I just want the advice of the board. I don't know the answer.
I don't believe.
Patty. Did you
Patty, Dave, Ray.
Since the interim executive director obviously benefits from
the budget, not personally, but does benefit from the budget, whether he, depending on the way he or votes.
Or is harmed.
Obviously, that will, there is an issue of benefit there, and so that's one vote that the IED should not be involved in this weekend.
Dave?
Yeah, I think it depends on how we vote. For example, you might make an argument that the vote on, you know, the national office, which has the ED's salary in it, wouldn't be appropriate. But if we vote, for example, as a body on each element of the budget separately, I don't see any reason why this vote on the individual unit budgets would be a problem. And even on the question of the national, it's a bit of a stretch if the tenure ends essentially within a week. So I think you could argue that. I would leave it up to his discretion. But generally speaking, I don't think we can answer it generically because we don't know particularly what the structure of motions is going to be. There may be some motions in which there would be a conflict of interest and others in which they wouldn't, and people can challenge that as those motions come up. Again, my opinion.
Thanks, Dave. Ray?
Well, definitely, I saw what I was going to say, which is that if there was a debate about salary for executive position on the national office, I would understand. I mean, we constantly participate in that discussion that impact, for example, on our positions as local board members. So theoretically, there would be a conflict of interest, but that's part of what we do every day. And I would be willing to, as Dave suggested, maybe, or implied, look at the budget and break it up into components and remove whatever segment might be.
Michael?
Yeah, I think we can collectively make that determination when those issues arise, as opposed to doing it right now on the basis of supposition.
Okay. Thank you all. If there's no longer an appeal on the floor, then I'd like to move the agenda to approval of the...
What I would do with him being the chair, and you're being the chair. That's what I gave up on. But the appealing the vote was an appeal, which I made. I mean, I think it can easily be disposed of, but I didn't really withdraw it.
Okay.
I withdrew the other thing. Which
I apologize. That was my confusion, Patty. So is there still an appeal on your part to appeal my ruling as chair to allow Ambrose to vote?
Yes, if so, then that's what I mean.
Okay. Then why don't we go ahead and move to a vote, since I do believe we've had sufficient discussion on this. It's
roll call.
I think we'll need to do a roll call vote for this. No? We could do it by show of hands.
Okay. And the...
That's fine. Okay. So all those that... Gosh, I would get confused. Chair. Uphold the ruling of the chair. Please raise your hand.
Two, three, four. Oh, wait a minute, Ambrose.
And it was vote?
No, it was voting.
Okay.
Uphill the appeal.
All those opposed to the ruling of the chair?
And two didn't uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. So moving forward with the agenda is the approval of pending board minutes, Madam Secretary.
Okay. In your... Lynn Mangle's not here. She had...
Magna.
Magna?
What is it?
It's Magna.
Magna?
Not
Magno.
Magno.
She's right there.
It means
good. Because Lynn had the stamp. You still have the stamp, Lynn? Okay.
We'll have everything tomorrow.
Okay. In your book, in section...
Two.
There are some board minutes, and first I want to thank Lynn for putting this together. I think she did a very good job. She's got a good index, tells you the date of the board minutes and if it was audio stream or who actually took the minutes. Okay, and these are all open session. This is no executive session minutes, which I don't think we have it on the agenda for now. I did bring the executive session minutes with me, so if we go back into executive session, if we want to approve those, then we may have the opportunity at that time. But these are all open meeting minutes. So, shall we just go down the...
Madam Chair? Yes. Could I see the minutes of the executive session for August 29th? I'll return them, but I'd like to look at them.
They're in your book.
I'm looking in my book, and it goes from open session. It says meeting adjourned to executive session at 8:25, and then it goes to September 29th, unless they're in a special section. Are they in a special section?
Let me see what I have here. You said August the 29th?
We're, yeah. Just to clarify, Teresa, none of the executive session minutes are in our board packet. That those are
oh, is that what?
Yeah, that's a separate
no,
packet that Donna
there are
has.
No executive session board minutes in the packet.
So we're
Do
only...
You have them?
I have them, yes, in my book.
Could I see them?
But
you can,
what,
but not
what
now.
We're only approving right now are the public session minutes,
I
just
understand.
To clarify.
Before I would like to see those minutes.
Okay, well, come over here and get
okay.
them.
So, yeah, Donna, I think we could just go through one by one.
Okay.
And this should be tabbed.
Oh, one other just comment to make. As I saw these coming around, I just wanted to remind the board that if you have a motion, please write it down and make sure to be diligent, as there are many amendments that we go through in many versions. And there will be more motion slips available as well tomorrow.
Okay, I'm not quite sure how we want to do this. I can call them out, the date, and then maybe we can take a vote on whether that date has been approved or not. Okay. The first one was January the 14th, 2005. Do we have to do
move
a motion
approval.
To approve?
Second.
Okay, it's been okay. moved and seconded. Is there any objection?
One comment.
Yes.
I'm not going to object to these minutes, but... I think we discussed at a later meeting that I appreciate the person who took the time to transcribe the tape and went through and summarized almost every comment, but this should not be seen as a precedent that in the future we're going to have minutes to say this person said this, that person said that, that, you know, it's over and done with, the person went to the hard work, we can leave it this time, but that should not happen again.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
yes,
I want to respond to Director Lederer's comment. Because I think it is true that in the earlier minutes there may be that conversation, but I want to remind the board that these minutes were sent to you several times, and those comments should have been made at that time. The only time those comments were made were the very last minutes for October, which are not in the board. So that was noted.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
So do we have... okay, we move January the 14th. By Adelson?
It
was seconded by somebody. Do we need a second on that?
I think it was moved by Wendy and seconded by Adelson.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, are there any objections to approving the board minutes of January 14th? Seeing none or hearing none, let's go on.
January the 15th?
Yeah, what we may want to do, Donna, and I apologize, but just to go through in terms of the chunks of the meeting, because there are several dates that are together.
Well, we could approve them all in one. What we should do is ask if anyone has any objections to any of the minutes,
okay.
Or do we want to approve them as a block?
Are there any objections to all of the pending minutes before us? All right. Seeing none and hearing none, the minutes are approved. Thank you very much, Madam Secretary, for your, for one, stepping up to the plate and taking care of it. Yes.
Pardon me. Someone was just talking to me. Did we just approve all minutes?
Yes.
I have an amendment.
I'm sorry.
What we were calling for.
So I'm objecting because I have an amendment.
Sorry, David.
Okay. Can we make sure that we have the director's full attention during the meeting?
Sorry.
David.
On the April 2nd minutes, page 3 of 7, the motion by Martin relating to preservation of the one-month operating reserve, several things. There's a typo that says, the national office shall budget have at the end of the year. It should be shall budget to have. And there is an asterisk at the bottom of it saying it was approved by the IPMB in 2003. But the motion, this motion is not what was approved. That asterisk refers to the financial policy of the network. So an asterisk should be added. So it is hereby reaffirmed that it is the financial policy of the network, asterisk, that each station unit and the national office shall budget to have at the end of the year 1 month operating reserve. The Finance Committee, et cetera. And then under the asterisk, it should say original motion was approved by the IPMB 2003. To avoid confusion.
Okay, is there a second to Dave's amendment of the April 2nd board minutes?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Are there any further amendments to all pending minutes before us?
Nope.
Okay. So,
I move we accept the pending minutes as amended.
Great. Thank you, Fadi. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections to approving all pending minutes? All right. Seeing none, move to approve.
And may I ask Director Adelson to give me your corrected copy so I can correct this? Thank you.
Okay, moving right along, we now have an update on the National Spanish Language News Program and Race and Diversity Training.
Yeah.
Turn it over to Director LaForest.
Okay. As people surely know by now, these are important issues dealing with the very future of the foundation and what kind of network we're growing. This was initiated in 2002. It was based on discussion throughout the network by individuals involved in various struggles involving the various communities of Pacifica, and the realization of how important it was to have these communities be indeed part of the activities of our stations. Recently, there were a variety of recommendations made by the National Committee of Inclusion, and that were endorsed by the PNB, the National Board. Unfortunately, because of a variety of reasons, such as change in the resignation of the executive director and temporary change in leadership, illness among some members, including myself, and unfortunately a sorry financial situation among some of the stations, some of those agendas have not been worked on. However, the last recommendation was that the National Finance Committee look at least three specific recommendations. One of them look at immediately setting up of anti-racism training on all areas, and the recommendation of the committee endorsed by the board were that specifically that training not be made only in terms of understanding between individuals and groups, but specifically describe and took into account political dynamics of exclusion and oppression. Also, an important component of our consideration was the creation of a national Spanish language news program that will be based at KPFK Los Angeles, and because this station has a very large Spanish-speaking population, and indeed as a Spanish program that is working fully and that involves many countries of South America. And third was the hiring of individuals to coordinate this program. One of them would be for 3/4 of the time handling KPFK, KPFT, KPFA. Sorry, and another one at halftime to handle WPFW and WBAI. So I'd like to move at this point that the board indeed reaffirm this commitment, and particularly now that we are about to have a permanent director. specifically, most of those directives were recommendation that the national office move on. It was recommended that all of them, the national office, looked at implementation of those items based on specific recommendation about funding from the national committee. So I recommended today that the board reaffirm the importance of those votes by asking that the National Finance Committee at its next meeting look at financing for anti-racist training toward the network. I understand that there'll be discussion very soon that are being initiated through the National Program Committee between the KPFKGM and the general managers in general. Am I correct on that, Rod?
Yes.
Okay. So now, in spite of the fact that maybe these can wait, I don't know. I would personally recommend that the committee at least initially see what funds might be allocated to this program, to the Spanish national Spanish language, and also consider what funds would be needed in terms of salary and benefits for at least for one individual in the three-quarter position.
Second.
Okay. There is a motion before us. Can you just really quickly reread the motion in particular? Because I know that there was additional information that you added.
Yeah, the motion would be that, I see the preamble, that the board recommends that the National Finance Committee at its next meeting look at possibility of funding for the training. Look at the feasibility of funding for National Spanish Language News Program and the hiring of one individual at three-quarter position to initiate coordination and assist in this process.
Okay, thank you. And it was seconded by Director Lane. I did see a hand from Dave. I didn't know if you still wanted to make a comment. And Steve?
points. One of the problems for the National Finance Committee on the question of Spanish language programming and financing will be the question of whether that's part of the national programming budget. In our discussion about the budget at the national level, we actually made the point that we thought the allocation of $5,000 a month was inadequate to do anything significant, particularly if we were going to fund a program coordinator. They wouldn't have adequate budget. That got raised to $6,000 a month. So there's $72,000 annually in the national budget for programming. And in response to the question of what is that budgeted for, the response was for what we need. And in other words, it's not allocated right now to specific programming. There's the other issue of, you know, what would be the involvement of various stations. So if we're going to, one of the things that's hard on the Finance Committee is if you refer these things to us to figure out, one big question is, are you talking about putting these things in station budgets or in the national budget? And if in the national budget, is there going to be an additional levy of the station? So a clarifying question I always have is, do you want the Finance Committee to answer that question? The other thing is, my memory of the discussion about the coordinator was that it was left up in the air and we didn't actually approve a coordinator position. So I want to clarify, is the point of this vote now and this motion to go ahead and approve a coordinator position? Or maybe I'm misunderstanding something. But I'm trying to, I have the section here where I'm looking at it and trying to recall, so I will raise it again later if I figure out exactly what we did approve. But
If I remember correctly, there was a recommendation that two individuals be hired, as I said, and this was referred to the Finance Committee initially. So this motion would be that they consider at least, I understand the financial situation of the network, that at least they would consider funding one of those positions.
Yeah, and it's actually, it was referred to the Finance and Ad Hoc Committee of Inclusion. I think one of the things we deal with as a Finance Committee is if the Committee of Inclusion, which should be structuring sort of the nature of the position, doesn't tell us what they have in mind, it's a little hard to figure out. I mean, we can tell you a person would cost this much, and we actually did that analysis, I think, back in March. We came to the board and we said it would cost this much, but I don't think it ever went any further than that. Bob may have better memory of this than I do.
Okay.
If I may, one more time. There was an error committed during the deliberation of the by the Finance Committee. The assumption was that they were only asked to be considered one source, meaning to get to raise funds directly from the public. And once that was corrected, the former chair said that he would bring it back again and ask them to look at some decent funding for it.
I know Steve's also on the stack.
I have a question. I don't understand the procedure, and perhaps Dave or someone else on the Finance Committee could explain it to me. If we're approving the budget this weekend for next year, what's the point of referring this item to the National Finance Committee unless it's something that's in the following year's budget or that it doesn't quite make sense to me?
We've already passed a motion, and I think we're going to be bringing it forward, that says that we should have regular reforecasting. And by reforecasting, what we mean is a formal process to make budget adjustments during the year. So as you get into a year, as stations show that they're not making enough money or they're making more money, there will be a formal process by which proposals to make budget adjustments, which, I mean, the language has been a bit of an issue, but members of the committee with far greater finance experience than I refer to it as reforecasting or as forecasting, and there'll be a formal approval process by which changes can be made.
Lavarne?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe this issue in terms of referring this to the Finance Committee, again, was us to determine the cost, because the Finance Committee is not an executive committee, so we cannot determine what will actually go in there. We can make recommendations for the budget. So I would move that we move this to the discussion of the budget tomorrow, since I think most of us agree that this is an issue that has been put before the board. We have discussed it. We believe it should be in there. So I think we should move it to the discussion tomorrow of the budget so we can determine if it's there, where it should go, and we can make a decision as a board.
Point of
information. Yes, sir.
Do we have estimate of dollar figures for this item at all?
The Finance Committee came up with an estimate. We did do that analysis. I don't have it on me, and I apologize for that. If I can get an internet connection and make a couple calls. Actually, Casey McFall was the person who was spearheading that. If she could answer the question, you'd get a better answer than I can give.
Microphone.
The question was if we had an actual number figure. Okay. Maybe if that's something that we can look to have tomorrow during our budget discussions, that I think that actual number would be helpful. And then we have a number of folks on the stack now. Thank you, Lavarne. I have Patty, Rob, and then Bob.
As to the coordinators, we actually made a motion, an amended motion, or a substitute. I think it was. It was on January 16th. The responsibilities of National Coordinator for Race and Nationality Policy Implementation will be assigned to a Human Resources Director, and the qualifications desired incorporated in the search of that person. Pacifica's Human Resource Director will be trained and certified as an anti-oppression workshop trainer. The Human Resources Director will work closely with the Committee of Inclusion for implementation of related policies. I think that was the vote, was 11 in favor, refer to both Finance and Ad Hoc Committee. So that replaced the other one of hiring these people, it seems to me.
Rob?
I just wanted to make clear that the resolution that was passed again by this board in January deferred to the Programming Committee to establish implementation procedures for the International Spanish Language Program. That resolution did include a budget. What we did on the Programming Committee is we contacted the general manager, Eva Georgia, at KPFK, that has the program in place that's the basis for this, that's the model for the Spanish language newscast. And we asked Eva a number of things about how to implement this. The major implementation step that Eva pointed out to us, which would not require any expenditure of funds, was that the Programming Committee have the executive director schedule a conference call so that the general manager, Eva Georgia, and Fernando Velasquez, the programmer, could discuss with the other general managers and program directors how they saw the program being put together so that they could proceed with the support of the other four local stations, so that there would not be any confusion after the program got developed about whether or not there was participation from everybody in the Pacifica family or whether there was unreadiness among certain stations to put the program on the air. And of course, there are key issues that need to be discussed, like, is this going to be a bilingual program or a monolingual program? So we have asked the ED and the National Board to simply, as a means of implementing this very, very long-deferred program, go ahead with this meeting so that we could at least bring the other GMs into the process and avoid any confusion. We're waiting the ED to set that call up. As far as we're concerned, that's a vital step. It won't cost any money, and it shouldn't be a stumbling block for anyone in the National Finance Committee or anyone on the board from allowing this to go forward. In all likelihood, we think that the program will cost less than many of the estimates, you know, have been put forward. But until everybody in the Pacifica family is willing to go ahead with this program, nothing is going to happen. So we think that the implementation is less dependent upon what the numbers say in terms of how much it's going to cost, but rather, are we all willing to collaborate with KPFK in taking an already successful, very good program and turning it into something that we can find a national audience for? So I think we can really go ahead with this without worrying about, is the cost of it going to be $100,000 a year or $200,000 a year? Because we think that the key to this is bringing the collaboration effort together around a program that is already standing on its two feet and has a great deal of support in KPFK. Thank you.
Okay. I have Bob on the stack.
Okay. There's three different proposals. There's three different proposals that I think what Ray was putting forward. So let's just be clear on each of them, because they all, each have a different status. The Spanish language program was passed by the board outright and then referred to the Programming Committee to implement in January. So the only question here is about, and a budget was developed, I think by, I don't remember, some combination of the Programming Committee and the Finance Committee. So the only question really is about the funds to finance it. And that piece, together with the other two pieces, which was the anti-racist training at all five stations, and the possibility, which the board, and that was also passed outright, that should happen. The third piece about whether to hire a coordinator or two coordinators was referred to the two committees to discuss, or whether to take the alternate route that Patty's motion suggested about a human resource, that the human resources director would do the work. So that issue has not been resolved, whether to go forward. The other two issues, that's board policy, that these things should happen. So the separate motion was, in order to finance this, the Finance Committee should work with the National Office to develop a very well-balanced plan for a variety of mechanisms, one day, perhaps a one-day National Day of Fundraising, grant writing, you know, other methods. And that's what never got implemented. And I don't think it was due to any deliberacy, but for whatever reason, it never happened. So I think if I understand Ray's motion, it's simply to get back on track, that process of figuring out how we're going to finance certainly the first two items that have been approved, and then the third item, which still needs to be resolved, whether we want to have two coordinators, that still has to be discussed further. So I think we do need to move forward and not delay this further after it's been waiting for about 9 months.